This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Naxalism has weakened not only in Maharashtra but in the entire country due to consistent efforts made by the NDA government. While addressing a public rally for campaigning of the BJP candidates in the Lok Sabha constituencies of Chandrapur and Gadchiroli at the Morwa Airport ground in Chandrapur yesterday, Mr. Modi said that Gadchiroli, which was known for Naxalism, is now known for steel industry and development. Highlighting the work done by the central government for upliftment of disadvantaged section of the society, he said, 80 crore people are getting free rations, over 50 crore people are getting free treatment up to 5 lakhs, and the people who are benefiting from all such welfare schemes are the disadvantaged sections and tribal people. Launching a sharp attack on the opposition Congress, Mr. Modi said that the previous state government stalled every development project of the central government and created hindrance in the state development. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were present on the occasion. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has addressed two public meetings in tribal-dominated Sirni and Shahdol, kick-starting his campaign in Madhya Pradesh today. In his address, Mr. Gandhi mentioned the promises made in the Congress manifesto. He announced loan waiver for farmers, implementation of MSP, giving rupees 1 lakh annually to women under the Mahalakshmi scheme, and starting an apprenticeship scheme for youth. He said the Congress government will discontinue the Agniveer scheme. He also promised removal of contract job system. Mr. Gandhi also talked about doubling SC and ST scholarships and implementing the sixth schedule in tribal-dominated areas. In Assam, star campaigners have started arriving in the state to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah is to hold a public meeting at North Lakhimpur this afternoon. Later in the evening, he will do a roadshow at Tinsukia, where polls will be held on 19th of this month. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal and State BJP President Babesh Kalita are doing campaigning. Other parties are also holding meetings for their party candidates. State Congress President Bhupen Bora, MP Gaurav Gogoi and Pradyut Bordolai are making all efforts to garner support. Yesterday, Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi held roadshow at Duliajan for party candidate. 35 candidates are in the fray for 5 seats in the first phase of polls. Trinamool Congress TMC has approached the Election Commission over alleged misuse of central agencies, including National Investigation Agency, by the central government. A party delegation met the commission in New Delhi over the issue yesterday. Talking to media after the meeting, party MP Sagarika Ghosh said they raised the issue of alleged misuse of NIA to intimidate TMC workers in West Bengal ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. She urged the poll body to intervene and protect the sanctity of the poll. TMC leaders Derek O'Brien, Dola Sen, Saket Gokhale and others staged a protest outside the commission office in New Delhi over the alleged misuse of ED, CBI and NIA by the central government. Later, they were detained by Delhi police while they were holding a dharna outside the commission's office. In Pakistan, Upper House of Parliament will convene today to elect the new Senate Chairman and Deputy Chairman. The swearing-in ceremony for the newly elected members will also be held today, according to an announcement made by the President House. Pakistan President Asif Ali Zardari has summoned the Senate to meet in the Parliament House in Islamabad today at 9 a.m. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing a target of 138, Chennai reached 141 for the loss of 3 wickets with 14 balls to spare. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh at 7:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.